Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, we're very pleased today to have the Chris and Chris Show. This is the Fort Mill Town Council around the Straight Talk table. We have Chris Moody and Chris Wolf, two members of the Fort Mill Town Council. And I appreciate both you guys being on here today because everything in this community is growing, 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 and you guys are leading the charge. So, with that being said, let's do some introductions. Mr. Moody, sir.
Okay, so like Manny said, my name's Chris Moody. This is my eighth year on the Fort Mill Town Council. So it's been a lot of fun. I moved here in 2001 to accept a job right out of college at Caporin Communications. I started out there working in their IT group for 10 years, and then I transferred to our regulatory compliance department about 12 years ago. So I've been there 22 years, and a lot of fun, learned a lot, and like working for the town of Fort Mill. And
raising three kids.
Yeah, I've got three kids, and my wife's name's Lottie. She said she wanted to be here today, but she had to work. So
couldn't get the day off to come watch it.
That's right. So that's all about me.
All right. Chris Wolf.
Hey, man, thank you for having us here. And
sure.
I look forward to continuing the great local service that y'all provide. I am a Fort Mill native. Other than the 2 or 3 days I spend in the Old York General Hospital, I've been in Fort Mill the rest of my life, so I'm 63. I am halfway through my first term on City Council, but also spent 10 years on the Planning Commission and 3 to 4 years on the Board of Zoning Appeals. So I was very engaged with the town previous to running for council. I married, have three grown daughters, and my wife is Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And big part of the try to serve my community.
So I'm wondering, when you went on council, did this Chris say to you, you know, all your years on that planning commission have created the mess we got up here now in Fort Mill, just too many people, too much growth?
So Moody wouldn't have said that, but because he was already keyed in, but a lot of people do believe that. You know, we are have the freedom to do what we want with our property. We can sell property. A lot of people in Fort Mill, and I'll use my generation, they inherited 200 acres of farmland, and they sell 100 acres of it. You know, Fort Mill is not against growth. We just want to manage growth.
Right.
Most of the growth we're experiencing is in the county, which we'll say Fort Mill townships, not in the Fort Mill proper in the city, but it still impacts our schools, our roads, our parks and rec, and all the other stuff. So we try to work with our county partners, too, on what's a good solution for the town. You know, we're real sensitive trying to keep the culture and the quality of life in Fort Mill, which is the reason most people want to move in Fort Mill.
Sure. No question about it. And when you talk about quality of life, you talk about traffic. And I don't know how you're ever going to be able to resolve the main thoroughfare through downtown. Highway, was it 160? It takes you all the way out to 521. I know that Pennies for Progress has been widening parts of that road, but I think it's just a three-lane, isn't it? A three-lane, it's two lanes, but it's growing to three.
Right.
And what you really need is about nine lanes, but that ain't going to happen.
Well, you can't really pave yourself out of traffic problems. You know, the Lancaster County has a boom also going on. So, you know, one of the ways I think we help resolve some of the traffic issues are get more businesses in town. You know, look at Kingsley about, you know, so I drove downtown back and forth to Charlotte every day for 13 years. If I could work in the Fort Mill area, I could bike or walk or whatever. So we're trying to work to recruit, you know, high quality employment there is a better way. And that's taking two trips for every person that's driving on the roads every day. There are three Pennies projects running right now in Fort Mill to help with some of that traffic. But, and then there's several of those coming on. Yeah, but we are a thoroughfare between Charlotte and Rock Hill and Charlotte and everywhere else. So when there's a major incident on the 77, there is no secondary road that can take that kind of traffic.
And one of those Penny's projects, which is a ways from really getting done. It takes so many years to get a project from approval to finish. I mean, you're talking 8 years, 9 years, is the widening of 21 all the way from the North Carolina border down to 160, and hopefully this next Penny's will take it from 160 right on down to the Rock Hill Bridge there. But with that being said, you have not yet had the visit yet, I don't think, from the new Pennies for Progress number 5 committee. They're coming to Fort Mill.
Yeah, they'll come to Fort Mill. They did last time. And actually, from the peach stand down to 21 was on Pennies 4. That was number 15 on the Pennies 4 priority list.
Right.
So, but I don't know. You know, I think when the Pennies 5 commission comes, you know, they're making their countywide tour right now. I think hopefully that's going to be carried over and funded. I mean, and you get back to growth, Manning, and I'm the only one. I'm Ronnie Helms on city council. Reminds me, I'm the only one that you're the only one that's not from here. But I grew up in Dillon, South Carolina, where it's very impoverished town. I mean, you go down our main street there, and it's just a lot of poverty, no growth. Everyone like me has to leave to find jobs. And to echo Chris Wolf's comments just a minute ago, our quality of life in Fort Mill is tremendous. Our schools are one of the tops in school district, one of the tops in the state. You go down our main street. When I moved here in 2001, I went down Main Street, and everything was boarded up in Fort Mill. And I said, "Oh my gosh, what have I done?" But now look at our main street. Uh-huh. I mean, there's a lot of small towns in South Carolina that would love to have the main street and love to have the growth that we have and our quality of life.
There isn't a doubt about that. Reminds me when I used to live in Western Maryland almost 40 years ago before I came down here. And it was pretty much the same kind of picture you just outlined for what Fort Mill was all those years later. And anybody who has ever lived in an area like that will love the problems that we have here. It's a lot nicer to have so much available to you. It's just a question of managing it and managing it properly. Right. Versus not having anything at all and having to travel long distances to get to anything. All right, so with all that being said, all the time I sit here and we talk about comprehensive plans and land use plans and what have you. How can you reasonably go about controlling this growth when you, as you pointed out, Chris Wolf, you don't own the land? If you don't own the land, then you can only do so much as a governmental entity. Correct?
Yeah. So zoning is one. There again, there are times that we prefer it to stay in green space. But I can think of we've had several informal people come to us about, you know, selling, buying property or whatever. So developers won't need the utilities to do higher density. And, you know, one of the things, if it's not annexed into the town, they can still build, but they're going to build at the county levels, which is roughly one home per acre. Wow. And so I'm saying, you know, y'all can sell your property, you can develop your property, but there's no benefit to the town, you know. So when developers come, what's in it for the town? And I'm in for the town. I'm not here, you know, and I've said many times, I'm not here for you, I'm not here for me. I'm here to try to protect the town from itself, of this overgrowth. And utilities is one of those to do those. One way to control that high density. And we also try to work with them. You know, I might give you, be more open to higher density in one area if you'll give us green space back in another, as right. opposed to just leveling the whole thing. So, you know, historic trees and all that's there, part of the character and quality of life.
Just had this same conversation yesterday with Allison Harvey, who's a town administrator in Clover. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to see this surge of growth. And they, too, are very, very concerned about maintaining the atmosphere, the quality that they had. And as she pointed out, she echoed exactly what you just said. We can control it by utility extensions. You know, we don't have to extend our utilities past whatever our boundaries are. If we bring them in, then we got to supply the utilities to them, right?
Right.
At their cost.
Yeah.
But one thing
Gwen Savage did not long after she got elected mayor is that there was an R5 designation, 5,000 square foot lots. And within, I would say, the first 2 or 3 months, she adamantly fought against it and pushed back on it at the plant with our planning assistant planner at the time, our main planner, Joe Cronin, that said, we want larger lot sizes. And so we moved that to R8, 8,000 square foot lots. So to give you an example, a guy down Dobie's Bridge Road, it was with D.R. Horton. Dobie's Bridge Road South is an F. DOT grade is a grade F. A lot of pass-through traffic is getting crushed coming through from Indian Land. You got some neighborhoods. You got Dobie's Bridge Elementary. And he met with me because it's in my district. And he said, well, you know, y'all changed it from R5 to R8, and that makes it harder for us to, you know, for this project to work. And then I said, well, why do you need us? Why you can develop this? And because it's currently sitting in the county. And he said, well, to Wolf's comment, you know, we have to have utilities to make the project work. So they came before the town council for annexation. And Mayor Savage and I are on the same page with this, that we're not going to, her and I talked about, you know, the road's an F. It's not fair to the people that live on that road. And so that development or that proposal got voted down 6-1.
Right.
There was another project. It was a Friday afternoon. My phone rang. It was from Buffalo, New York. And this is Councilman Moody. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you know, I'm looking at this project and it's in your district. And I asked him, I said, well, have you ever been to South Carolina? Have you been to Dobie's Bridge Road? He said, no. I said, well, I want you to get on the plane and come down here and see all our traffic problems before we continue to try to. And that project has never come to the town for annexation, still for sale, that property. But we've taken steps. The new council members, I think, in the last year are, you know, we have ran on that, and we increased our impact fees. We maxed those out. An impact fee is a fee that when you pull a permit, you pay, part of it goes to parks and recreation, municipal facilities, and fire department. And so that we pay out of impact fees of all those upgrades at amphitheater at Walter Elijah Park, $0 to all the people, all the Fort Mill natives, all the people that live here, that was paid for with impact fees. That town hall was paid for with impact fees. So impact fees allow growth to pay for growth, and this we support those.
Well, even the York County Council, I remember so clearly, this is probably 2 years ago now, had a beautiful project up there but in the Lake Wylie area. Beautiful homes, I mean, everything. The council actually applauded the developer on the quality of their project and said, this is just magnificent, but we're denying it because of traffic. Highway 49 cannot handle any more traffic. So you do have that arrow in your quiver. I mean, you can, you know, if a project comes in and let's say it's going to be 8,000 square foot lots and it's inside the township of Fort Mill, you still have the ability to use traffic as a reason. You'll have to support the reasoning,
right,
to deny a project.
Yeah, and that's what we did with that one that I was speaking.
Yeah, so obviously we're both passionate on this topic. We actually did traffic impact studies now before it comes to council. Mm-hmm. So as Moody says, you know, he said that you know, the road was an F. So we're going to put, you know, 100. You know, we're going to put another 500 homes on a road that's already failing. Would be ridiculous. So we actually do the traffic impact studies in advance now, so we'll have that before they even come before us. A lot of the, you know, there's good developers, there's bad developers, and there's some that come in, hey, I'm going to put a turn lane in, or I'm going to pay for something. Well, that's not going to fix that problem, and we're not asking them to fix it, but you got to control, you know, your infrastructure. You have to be able to provide their services. And it's not just roads, it's easy to talk about, but we got to make sure we have parks and recs for all these people.
Oh, yeah.
We got to make sure we have EMTs and police for all these people. We have to make sure we have a number of fire stations. So all those types of things that you don't really think about. So we're currently actually doing a review of all our facilities across the town. What's our public works looks like? Do we have enough people? Our engineering department, if we bring on another, you know, we've got a big development, you got to have the engineers and the people that the code for code enforcement and things like that. So we're evaluating all our facilities, including parks and neighborhood parks and, you know, gymnasium space and all this. So and this is for our residents. So we want to make sure it's not that we just have water and sewer and electrical, but we also have these other things that they're getting complete the quality of life.
We all know that the Spratt family sold that large tract of land to, was it Lennar?
Lennar.
Mm-hmm. And that certainly spurred a lot of conversation as to what is going to happen there. And I know the council working with the with the owner, reshape that project so there wouldn't be as much density, and that there was provision for some land for parks and this and that and whatever. Where is that project? Is that thing underway?
Yeah, the Elizabeth project is underway. The Spratt family donated, I think, 60 acres of green space for that. Gave that to the town of Fort Mill, and also we provided some land for expansion of our wastewater treatment plant. That is the largest infrastructure project that we've undertaken in the history of our town. Roughly, I think around $50 million, and so, 45. And so, but yeah, that's underway right now. Lennar has added, they had to make some traffic improvements to that bypass. I also spoke to Patrick Hamilton. He said they're about two and a half years away from expanding that on the Penny's Four list before construction. They're under design now.
You're talking about
the bypass. Well, it's not a bypass. It's a two-lane road, but from Sutton Road.
But they got the land.
All the way to US.
So they have the land for the right-of-way.
It was already designed to be five lanes.
It's just a shame they couldn't build it right then at that time.
Yeah. But the interesting thing, I was on a planning commission, but you say, well, why did we build a five-lane road to nowhere? You know, because there was nothing out there.
Yeah.
But the right-of-ways and the utilities are already set back. So that's planning. That's a part of the planning. So you don't have to go back, because that's half of those 8 years you're talking about is acquiring the right-of-ways, moving utilities, and all that.
All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Mille Lacs here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, everybody here knows what the heck is going to happen. Fresh subs and salads, we do it 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. How do we do it at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone.
This is Charlie Ruffalo.
Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Finally, there's a rising rate you can get excited about. For a limited time only, 15-month certificates and IRAs at Founders Federal Credit Union have reached super levels. A $500 deposit is all it takes to make these rising rates work for you. Hurry on over to foundersfcu.com/superrates today to see just how super these rates are. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone. Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Chris Wolf, Chris Moody are with us today. They're both members of the Fort Mill Town Council. We could talk all day about growth, 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 growth. But let's talk about something else that's associated with all that. And you referenced it when you talked about the wastewater treatment plant, Chris right. Moody. Yeah. This is a big deal. You all are processing your own wastewater. You're not hooked up to the city of Rock Hills?
Correct, yeah. So we buy our water from the city of Rock Hill, right. pretty much like the majority of the county, I think. But we have our own treatment plant. And that's an interesting – when I was on the Water Sewer Committee, I went out there to see the construction and how that works when you've never been in a wastewater treatment plant before. It's pretty mind-boggling how complicated and what all goes into that. And
so you said this is a $50 million upgrade. Tell me more about it.
About $45 million. And so it's just lots of technology increases or upgrades, and it increased our operating capacity from 3.5 million gallons per day up to 4.5 and accommodate for all the growth. And so modernize the treatment expansion process and ability to expand it in the future. So that was the single-handed largest project infrastructure-wise in the history of the town.
It's underway now?
It's completed.
It's completed?
It is completed, yep.
And how long are they telling you it's good for?
I'd have to follow up on that, but it got us, years and decades out, I think.
Well, I should have said, how much more growth can
right.
that upgrade?
I would have to ask about that.
So let me answer that a little different way. So it's interesting, wastewater is one of those things you have to stay ahead of it because it takes so long for to build extra provisioning or whatever.
Yeah.
So what they do is every time new housing is approved, they figure into that. So you could bid, once you hit, I think it's 75-80% of capacity, basically you have to start, this is a government regulation, you have to start the next upgrade of that plant. So not only does this plant have additional capacity, it's easier to expand, and it uses all the latest and greatest technology, and don't ask me what they are. But the idea is, technically, you're supposed to be able to almost drink the water that comes out of it. Now, not that we're going to do that, but it is a very modern, it wasn't just an expansion. They actually upgraded the technology and everything else.
So the city of Rock Hill, I think it's about done now, has done yet another upgrade on their water plant.
Right.
You all buy water from the city of Rock Hill,
correct.
Like everybody else does.
Yep.
And you all bear part of the cost of that upgrade because we're all growing at the same kind of rate.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
But you've never decided to get in the water business.
Before Chris Wolf and I were elected, there was some discussions about us building our own water treatment plant, water plant. I think that is single-handedly the biggest mistake that Fort Mill made at the time by not doing it. But we're in agreement with the city of Rock Hill. They've been good partners with us, and that would have been probably whatever we paid for this project. I'm sure you would multiply that many times over to put in that kind of facility that Rock Hill has. But but we're good partners with the city of Rock Hill, and they've been good to work with.
And Fort Mill actually did have its own, I'll just clarify, Fort Mill did have its own water treatment plant up until before that agreement was signed. But it got to be that the whole facility was, undersized, outdated, and all that. It was probably put in by Springs originally for the mills. But that agreement, I don't know the date, I've read it, but it's, and Rock Hill's been a good partner, and it's almost countywide service now.
Okay.
For Rock Hill.
I don't want to run out of time here. Are there any other major capital projects underway right now? I mean, that's a big one. That's
We have a tennis facility that's being constructed with some pickleball courts, and they're adding some restrooms, and that's right behind the YMCA recreational complex that Springs family donated to the town. I think it'll be.
We just upgraded our playground equipment at Walter Elijah Park. The amphitheater was built, which will be home to the Strawberry Festival this weekend. We're renovating the tennis courts at the old YMCA. We all have a rec center would be. We've recently put Banks Athletic Park was a new park that was built in the Waterside community, mm-hmm. which is a great new baseball facility. You get into capital, you can talk about a lot of stuff. I think one of the important things, we're also looking at tying our trails together now,
good.
Or walking trails. There again, the green space, quality of life is something you're always going to hear me talk about. So we actually have a study right now of new developments will require sidewalks and green space and trails where possible. Now we're thinking, how do we tie those together to make them conducive so you could walk and ride your bicycle and not only for the benefit of, just the whole person, but also it keeps that quality of life, as I keep coming back to. So
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone.
This is Charlie Ruffalo.
Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Put some extra room in your monthly budget. Right now, when you refinance your ride with Founders, you can beat your current auto rate by 1% and make no monthly payments for 90 days. That's a deal that will leave you feeling super confident that you can pay off your vehicle. Get moving. Visit foundersfcu.com/superrates to see how we can help you get moving. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.